It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Martha McCallum.
I'm Bill Hemmer.
I'm Shannon Bream, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Monday, July 11th, 2022. I'm Eben Brown. Ukraine's defense minister calls for a grand army of grand numbers, saying Ukrainians will do their duty.
Ukrainians are the ones on the front line continuing to be willing to fight and die for their country and for the righteous fight in which they're engaged.
This is the Fox News Rundown, War on Ukraine.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Ukraine seems to have a true army of the willing ready to defend its homeland against ongoing Russian aggression and attempts to conquer it. During an interview this weekend, Ukraine's Minister of Defense claimed he would lead an army of 1 million fighters in an attempt to rid his nation of the Russian invaders who have taken lives and territory away from them.
Yeah, so I think this is really a seminal moment for Ukraine.
Dan Hoffman is a retired CIA station chief whose duty tours included the Soviet Union. He is now a Fox News contributor.
They have fought so hard and have prevented Russia from toppling the government in Kyiv. And the war right now is being fought brutally in the Donbass. And Alexei Reznikov, the defense minister, he knows that in the West, there's concern about how long we can stay in this fight. But he's telling us that the Ukrainians are going to stay in it. They're going to fight for their country as long as they have to. And he wants something from us. He's saying, look, I've got 1 million men, however that plays out. But he needs more of the longer range weapons that we've been providing, but we just haven't given them enough. Those are the M142 high mobility artillery rocket systems, the HIMARS. He's called those a game changer, but they don't have enough. The Russians have they have their own similar kinds of systems that have 120 kilometer capability distance, and they need something in that range. The Ukrainians do. They also need more armed vehicles. They need more tanks. They need more drones. The drones that they do have are vulnerable to Russian jamming, so they need help there. They've done more than any NATO member ever has to counter, defend, and deter Russia and aggression. And so it's certainly in our interest to continue to support them. And I think that's what's behind the Minister of Defense, what he's saying here.
So I think it always comes back to this same question that we've talked about before, and that is, what else do they need? We keep hearing, in some way or another, more guns, right? More weapons. But at some point, more weapons, this sometimes feels like it's a bit of a killing field. We give more weapons, NATO gives more weapons, the war continues. It doesn't seem to move any which way. You know what I mean?
That's what happens in war. It carries on until either both sides are exhausted and they're willing to negotiate a settlement, or one defeats the other. And so this hasn't been going on that long. The United States has a long history of being the arsenal for democracy. And so I think we can outlast Russia. What Vladimir Putin wants to do is convince us that we can't. And, that I don't think is true. I think we can outpace Russia and supply Ukraine with all the military equipment that they need in order to gain the most favorable settlement. But, make no mistake that the settlement that the Ukrainians want, the settlement that they deserve, at least in my view, it's going to have to be, an opportunity certainly for Russia to make a deal and get back to a mutually beneficial relationship with the West. But the Kremlin has to stop raining down hell on Ukrainian innocent civilians, withdraw their forces, and agree to a peace settlement which respects Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. And we're fighting. That's what Ukraine is fighting for, and we're helping them do it. It has implications, obviously, for the way China looks at Taiwan and the way Russia looks at some of those NATO members on their border, like the Baltic states. So you know, this is extraordinarily important. And again, Ukrainians are the one on the front. Ukrainians are the ones on the front lines, continuing to be willing to fight and die for their country and for, you know, for the righteous fight in which they're engaged.
You've been listening to Dan Hoffman. He's a former CIA chief of station. He is now a Fox News contributor here on the Fox News Rundown War on Ukraine. We'll have more with him straight ahead. This is certainly, there's no secret about it, that Russia is trying to, and Vladimir Putin specifically, is trying to once again expand the sphere of Russian influence to regain that that Russian sphere again, that at one point Russia, either as the Soviet Union or prior to that, had that empire. And he is now making a decree that it would be easier for citizens of Ukraine to acquire Russian citizenship. That seems like a way for him to say, hey, you guys are really Russians to begin with, so why don't you come on home in a kind of a sinister way, even, I think. So is that another way that he tries to win this war, by getting enough people to say, all right, we'll be Russians?
Well, look, he's grossly misrepresented his brutal war against Ukraine as a special military operation. And the more that Ukraine continues to fight as hard as they are, they're demonstrating that it's a full-blown war, not the way Putin describes it. But look, let's just be clear. Putin is trying to deceive his own people into thinking that this is about ethnic Russians in Ukraine. That sounds a lot like Hitler taking over the Sudetenland in Czechoslovakia for the same reason, to support ethnic Germans. But that's not what this is about. This is about Vladimir Putin fearing democracy more than anything else. And he's got to slam shut Russia's window to Europe, the same one that his role model, Peter the Great, saw such great advantage to his own Russian people. Putin wants to portray Russia as some besieged fortress only he can defend. But no, he's at war with democracy. And that's because it's the only thing he can do to buttress his own regime security and try to preserve his legacy. And he'll try to use, the Finnish and Swedish membership in NATO, which is totally justified given Russia's unprovoked war of aggression against Ukraine, to convince his people that some menacing enemy is at Russia's gates. He'll do that for propaganda purposes, even though Putin knows NATO's a defensive alliance and poses no threat to Russia. He's just going to twist things as much as he can. And he's trying to divide Ukraine. That's why he's offering up those passports. He's trying to do everything he can to destroy Ukraine as a state. And that is a massive violation of the UN Charter, and it's something we need to oppose as forcefully as we can. And I'd like to see more of the Biden administration senior officials getting up on their bully pulpit, explaining to the American public, why are we in this fight? Why is it, you know, still going on, and what can we expect? We really need to prepare our own population for that better.
Dan Hoffman, former CIA chief of station and now Fox News contributor, thank you for being with us once again on the Fox News Rundown War on Ukraine.
Thanks.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. Stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.